We are breaking records here today on To The Point.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
All right, you guys, welcome on into The Point with Kristen Burt. And I am so excited you guys are here because, as I just mentioned, we are breaking a record here today with my youngest guest ever. Diana Pombo held the record. She was 12. But now I have a 10 and 11-year-old here in studio, and they are from season 2 of World of Dance. You guys know them both. Right over here to my left, we've got Michelle Avredi. Let's see if I can get this. Vishnevsky. How's that? Pretty good? Yeah. I tried. And then, of course, we've got Daniel Novikov.
Yes.
All right. I got those last names. I got it. Welcome, you guys. I'm so excited you guys are here today. Thank you for joining us at the last minute.
Thank you.
I know you weren't expecting. You didn't wake up this morning expecting to do this, did you?
No.
And then you're like, oh, gotta get ready. Well, I'm just really impressed with what you guys have been doing on World of Dance. We were able to see you guys in the qualifiers, but you guys are out there doing extraordinary things outside of television, of course. And I heard that you two both are celebrating an anniversary. You're together 4 years soon?
Yes.
All right, so I want to know how the two of you got partnered up.
Well, we met at a competition, and we just decided to maybe dance together and see how the partnership goes. And then now here 4 years later, we're still dancing together.
Well, I want to know who makes this decision. Do you guys like go, hey, we're friends at competitions? Or is it moms, dance instructors, coaches, things like that that say, I think you guys would have a really good partnership and this might work out?
Well, it's our coaches, like my mom, my teacher, our teachers. She really decided, like she thought like we would be a good partnership. We would have a good partnership and everything would be good.
What would that be based off of? Would that be based off of personality or where you guys are dancing-wise in terms of technique and style? How about you, Michelle? What do you think?
I think it was dancing-wise.
You guys were kind of at the same level?
Yeah.
And knew that you could grow together? That is fantastic. Okay. So both of you come from dancing families. So I want to hear what you know about your parents dancing and you as well. So Daniel, start first.
So my mom and dad, they were they danced in Russia. They started dancing in Russia. And they came here to America to teach other people as well. And now I started dancing as well. And, you know, I really wanted to dance too. And then yeah, basically, it's a really long journey. And
you know what? Yeah. You're only 11. You've got so far to go. But I wonder, how old were you when you started dancing?
I was 4 years old when I started dancing, and I really enjoyed it.
That's incredible. Now, how about for you? How did your parents start? Were they both dancers?
Well, no, they are not dancers.
So you're from the dancing family. You're not.
No.
How did you get into dance then?
Well, I was doing gymnastics, but there was a dance club, like, right next door, and I really, really, really wanted to dance.
What made you think that you wanted to dance instead of doing gymnastics?
Well, I am still doing gymnastics.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, now do you have to sit there? Because gymnastics is a pretty dangerous sport. I love watching it. Dance also can have its injuries as well. How do you protect your body?
Well, I do rhythmic gymnastics.
Oh. So you're really flexible and you've got all, this is why you have all these gorgeous lines, don't you?
Thank you.
Ah, okay. Do you have a preference? Do you prefer dance or rhythmic gymnastics, or you're just going to do both as long as they don't sort of conflict?
I like dance more, but I like to keep up gymnastics too because it helps the stretches and flexibility.
And I think it's really important because not all ballroom dancers have great extensions. Some do, some don't. So this is good. So you obviously have really good lines.
Thank you.
Well, you know, when you guys got together at first, did you guys like each other as friends? Was it one of those things where you're like, okay, everyone's telling us we have to dance together. We'll figure this out. How did it feel at first?
Well, we didn't really know each other. So we were like, okay, I was like, here's another girl. Let's see if I can dance with her.
Wait, here's another girl.
Because, you know, I had other partners in the past before that. And I was like, okay, we'll see if I can dance with this person. And then, yeah, so it felt like, okay, well, you know, what's going to happen now? And then we started dancing. We did pretty good. My mom really liked it, and, you know, so basically, yeah.
What was special about Michelle that you knew? I think she's a good partner for me.
Well, she has a really funny personality, and she's just really unique in her own way, so.
Thank you.
All right, so you're funny, I guess. Maybe a little bit. What is so special about Daniel that you know he's a great partner for you?
He is also really funny and has a great personality. And he's really, really, really good at dancing.
And as a couple, what do you guys find is your strongest dance? Because I know you guys are really good. We'll talk about that in a moment. But right now, if we were to like throw you in a competition, what's the style that you're just going to kill at?
Well, I think drive is our best dance because we are really energetic and we're little, you know, we're like little lightning bolts.
Little jumping beans.
Yeah. Really, you know, fast and quick. And it's just really happy dance to dance.
Now, I took a jive class from Alan Burstyn. You guys know Alan Burstyn from Dancing with the Stars. And my calves hurt for like 5 days. I could barely walk. So obviously, I didn't realize how much because I grew up studying ballet. So I knew what like on the ball of your foot was. Yeah. But when we jump in ballet, we land on our heel. I'm here when I'm doing jive. I'm bouncing on the ball of my foot. How do you guys do that without like, you know, day in, day out without having your body sore all the time?
Well, I mean, I think we get used to it, you know, like when we try, we go and then we get used to, you know, dancing a lot. And everything. So I think, you know, it doesn't really hurt us anymore.
You guys have the muscles and the strength and everything. So you have gone on to win, if I'm correct, 12 times you are U.S. champions.
Yes, we are.
How is this possible when you are both 11 and 10? So what was the first competition you guys won together with the U.S. as U.S. champs?
It was in Utah and National. That was our first, you know, national competition. Mm-hmm. But our first, you know, regular competition that we first danced on was Embassy Wall.
Yeah.
And that will be in about 2 weeks. So, yeah.
It's a big anniversary, isn't it? You're going back. That's exciting. Now, do you feel, I always wonder this, because when you're winning a lot, do you guys feel the pressure and the stress of winning? Because you know the people behind you are thinking, they're really good. We have to work harder to try and get on the podium with them.
We think like, you know, if we win, it's like there's this like saying where if you win, it's harder to win again because the pressure's on and, you know, other people are trying better and everything. So you have to keep up the work. You can't just start getting lazy and everything. So
I don't think you two are lazy. I'm pretty sure about that. But do you get nervous before a competition if you know, like, we won our last competition, now the pressure's really on? How do you guys stay calm and stress-free?
Well, we have some competitors sometimes. So, yeah, sometimes you get nervous, but you know, we just take deep breaths and we know, like, we just have to try our best and, you know, do everything we can.
Michelle, what do you do to stay calm?
Well, I just breathe and
good.
Keep staying calm, because if you like go crazy, then nothing will good happen.
Yeah. And what happens, and I've seen this happen with in some of the competitions too. I love watching the drama of some of the, you know, the pro-am and the pro categories and ballroom competitions. Sometimes people do mess up. It happens. Yeah. And they get dramatic and they get mad at each other and they take it out on the dance floor, and it's so much fun to watch. What happens when one of you just has a slip up? Everyone has a day where you're like, oh, I just didn't do my best. Like, how do you keep it together? Keep that routine going.
We just go, like, you know, it already happened, so, you know, just forget about it and just move on. You know, you don't argue something that just already happened, you know, it happened and, you know, you can't do anything about it. So
nothing you can do. Yeah. Do you get nervous when you, like, make it, you're like, oh, I didn't do that as clean as I wanted to?
Yeah, because if someone messes up and the other person does not follow, it will show, so you always have to follow your partner.
Yeah, and that's
especially
an important thing.
If you're a girl.
Exactly. Because the men are leading you, of course. Now, how many days a week are you guys rehearsing and practicing?
Oh, if we, like, every day we dance about 2 hours to 3 hours. Basically, we have, maybe 3 times a week, 2 times, 4 times a week. Depends.
Depending on maybe if you're leading up to a competition and things like that. Now, how many days a week are you doing rhythmic gymnastics on top of this?
I do rhythmic gymnastics 2 times a week.
And are you competing?
No. I stopped competing because I started focusing more on dance.
Okay, so dance is the main focus, but you're the stretching, the flexibility, the gorgeous lines. We love that.
And I also, by the way, have another sport that I do too. I do karate.
I love this. So how many days a week do you do karate?
Almost 5 days a week, pretty much every day.
Oh, you do a lot. Yeah. You know, martial arts are really good for dance, aren't they?
Yeah, I just got my black belt in May 26th. Yeah, I mean June. Yeah, I think June.
Congratulations. So, yeah. How do you think martial arts helps you with your dancing?
Well, basically, martial arts was made from dancing. It's sort of like dancing, and you know, like you have some moves sometimes, just like dancing, and it's also. You know, you protect yourself, you know, if something happens, so you know what to do, you know what to do and everything like that.
And I imagine, too, it strengthens your body and muscles. Same thing with rhythmic gymnastics in different ways that dance doesn't always do.
That's true.
That way you get like a more well-rounded, because you guys are athletes, so you become even more well-rounded athletes.
Yes.
That's what I would think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. All right, so World of Dance, did you guys watch season one?
I did, yeah.
You did.
I did.
I not really. Yeah, I mean, I saw some people, but I didn't really pay attention to it. I didn't really know it was on, so.
All right, so, yeah. Michelle, I'm going to ask you then. You watched season one.
Yeah.
Were there standouts for you that you were like, I absolutely love this contestant?
Yes.
Or contestants? Who
Eva
were they?
Eva Igo. She is.
Yes.
She is so good.
Were you able to meet her this time around?
Yeah, we did.
All right, so I've met Eva Igo a couple times. She's so sweet. What did you do when you meet her? Because it's kind of exciting when you meet someone that you really enjoy their work. What did you say to her? Like, how did it go?
Well, we kind of were like, we didn't really talk to each other a lot.
But we were a little shy because, you know, she's amazing. And you're like, oh, my gosh, like, what do we even say to her?
Like, you came in second to Late Twins.
Like, it was amazing to even take a picture with her. You know, she's a big celebrity, so.
She
it's
is.
Really good. Yeah.
She's really, really, she's a great dancer, and she's a sweet girl, and I love her. Was there anyone else in season one that you loved?
There were a lot of people, but I didn't watch the whole season one. I watched some of it.
Some of it. Anytime Eva was on, you were like, I'm tuning in. I think that happened to a lot of people. They were like, Eva's on this week. We're going to watch what happens. So that was kind of exciting. So what? Who decided that you guys should submit an audition for World of Dance?
Well, my amazing mom, she saw on the internet like about World of Dance. She was like, you know, maybe I could try it with my partner, and you know, we took an audition, so it went well.
Yes, yeah. Tell us about that audition. What was it like? Because I know that you submit a video, and then they ask you to come for an in-person audition, correct?
Yes.
So what was your in-person audition like that day?
Well, it was, you know, we came to a building, and then we would have to dance, you know, in front of him. We were like, okay, well, let's see if you're like dancing the best. We came in the room, and then they really liked us, and then
Did you do a jive?
Yes, we did a jive and a samba. So.
Oh, and a samba.
Yeah, we just showed him too. Yeah,
you got lots of styles. Yeah. You're like, I got more than a jive. Yes. You're like, we're Latin champs. Come on. Yes. Well, that's incredible. So, were you guys nervous? Because I think sometimes it's like, you know, that this is a big deal audition. This isn't just like, okay, like this is just for like a local show, which is always those auditions are important too. But you know, this is for NBC.
Yeah,
this is a big deal. You guys had to focus. That's when you start breathing, right?
Yes.
Did they interview you guys? Because I think sometimes personality is really important, too.
Yeah, they did interview us, and they, you know, they asked us questions and everything, so.
I was trying to think. I know that there's, like, in some of the juniors categories in the team division, there's, like, 8-year-olds, some 9-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But were you guys the youngest in your division, in just junior division?
Oh, yes. When we were going, we were the youngest in our division, so we're really happy to get on, the show and everything. So it was an amazing opportunity.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, my. So when you officially go for your qualifiers round, oh, gosh. Every time I see that stage and I see that tunnel, I just find that set really beautiful and amazing. I always say to the adults that are on the show, what is it like walking through that tunnel?
Yeah.
It's just the two of you. You don't get your mom or your coaches going through with you. Or were you just like, oh, my gosh, we're doing this?
Yeah, you're like, you go through the tunnel. And you're like, okay, the pressure's on. You're like by yourself. You can't go back. You can't go like, mommy, help me. You have to just go on the stage and dance. You have no choice. So, yeah.
And then you walk onto that huge stage in the round.
And everybody's clapping on stomping.
Yes, they're doing this. They've been doing that a lot this year, too. Yeah. They've been showing that. Yeah. All right, so there's a lot of noise. And then you look right in front of you, and hi, it's J-Lo and Neo and Derek Huff.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of chit-chat before? Because I know they cut some of it sometimes, so we don't see a lot. Did they kind of, like, calm you down?
No. So basically, you get on the stage, and then you just dance, and after they talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's no talking.
No talking ahead of time. Yeah. They want you to focus. And I know that there's, like, a countdown. And there's, like, the beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, because they don't show it on TV, but when you, you know, go on stage, they go, like, 8, 7, 6, 5, and they keep counting down, and then...
That makes my palms sweat thinking about that.
It's like your pressure's on. You're like, everybody's,
and
like, around you, like,
screaming and shouting.
Now, were your parents in the audience, or were they watching backstage?
They were watching backstage. Yeah. My dad and our other family members, they were in the audience.
In the audience. Yeah. So you know you have family backstage, you have family in the audience, and you're thinking, they're all watching me. See, I find it more nervous to perform in front of people I know.
I find it more fun. You know, it's like the pressure's on. You're like, wow, this is going to be so cool and everything.
And you're fine with family. I think family members make me more nervous. And then strangers, I'm like, oh, I got this.
Yeah,
it's so funny when, like, I have this feeling when... Like, somebody asks me that I know to perform in front of them, I get all nervous. I'm like, I don't want to do it because, like, when I don't know somebody's in the audience that I don't know, I just dance because, you know, the pressure's not on. It's not like they know me that well. And then, you know, I just dance. But, like, when somebody asks me to dance, I'm like... I know you, and it's really hard to, like, dance in front of you.
And you know, especially if they know the routine, like, they know if there's a little mistake or a little flub in there. let's show, if we can show a little bit of the routine. We got the routine up here. We pulled it up on YouTube. And let's talk a little bit through this, because your jive was super fun. It was to Bruno Mars, of course, which we opened the show with, of course. There you go. So that first moment where you guys are, like, in those steps, what was going on in your brain? Are you not thinking about the audience anymore, and you're just in the routine?
Yeah. No, I was just thinking about, you know, like, how to do everything good, and, you know, remember what we were rehearsing before. You know, don't lose focus. Don't get all, like, silly, and, you know, just just focus and everything. You know, yeah, it was just a really cool, it's, you know, you don't really think about the audience. You're just in your little bubble, and you look at the, you know, judges, and you just feel so good. Yeah.
And Michelle, how about you? How are you feeling during the dance?
Yeah, I was, like, focusing, and, like, the audience was, like, you're in your own bubble. You don't even notice them.
That's good, though. I mean, because if you're not noticing them, that means that you're, like, you're just totally in your own world, and you know that you're out there doing what you have to, which is really important.
Yeah, and then when it's, like, the end, you're like, okay, I did it without no mistakes. Like, it's like, okay, I successfully did it. Yeah.
You guys can breathe. Yeah. I would be thinking about, like, I'm going to get an In-N-Out burger later, because I've been eating light, of course, afterwards. So you finally get to talk to the judges in that moment. And it, first of all... For you, Daniel, everyone's like, it's baby Derek Huff. I mean, that's
like
kind of cool.
In the beginning of the show, they're like, you know, like, that's Derek Huff when 10 years old. Like,
there is a little bit of a similarity, right?
Jennifer Lopez was like, that's Derek at 10. You know, like,
that's a cool thing. Yeah. I mean, have you followed Derek Huff's career at all?
Well, yeah, I've met him before at World Dance at a competition, so...
You know, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy. And how about the feedback? Because they gave you guys some, I thought, some really good feedback. That things that you can take back to the studio with you and use moving forward, whether it's World of Dance or whether it's, you know, out there in competitions. Like, when you listen to the comments, was there one that you were like, I get that?
Yeah. Like, when Neo said, like, you were a little too far, and, you know, it makes sense because it doesn't look really good when you're, like, you're too far. Like, it's just a little thing, but it makes a big difference, so... Yeah.
And I think what people don't realize sometimes is a camera angle. You guys can be really close together, but sometimes with the camera angle, it makes you look just a little bit further apart.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, I almost kicked him in the head. But people don't realize that. What comment did you find from the judges that we were like, oh, I like this comment?
I think Neil also said to make every dance movement count.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was a really good one. He was like... saying, you know, if you do a move, you know, it's not like just, you know, a little move to just, you know, make go into another move. It's also, you know, the move has its own, you know, unique
meaning
thing. And
I like that one, actually. I was like, you know, because sometimes the judges say things and you're like, okay, well, there was a reason why we did this. But those one, because they're like little performance notes that you're like, oh, we can definitely refine that and do it. And then I think it was Derek. He was like, let's talk about the height, which was hilarious. And it does happen. People grow at different times. How are you guys adjusting? Because you're still a little tall, but you've grown too, yeah, I think, since we saw you.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've been sleeping a lot more than you.
You're going through a growth spurt.
This summer, so I've been going, yes.
You wake up and you're an inch tall. It happens, though, that way. That's what's kind of crazy.
And I feel taller also. Like, you know, before, like, my mom's trunk, before when I was, like, maybe, you know, before the summer, I couldn't really reach the top to close it, and then now it's like it's nothing for me.
You're
so.
Like, I got this.
Yeah.
No, I was just thinking when I saw you when I walked in today, I'm like, he's definitely taller. Yeah. I felt like they were giving you a little height with the hair, and now it's like you're just tall.
Yeah.
How much is the height difference now? Maybe like an inch?
Oh, maybe two
an
inches.
Inch. No,
inches.
An inch.
An inch. What kind of, how high a ballroom heel are you wearing normally?
He usually wears a
one
high
inch.
You
live
in one inch, yeah. and do you wear?
I don't know, but his is taller than
mine.
His
is taller. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'm like, it's all going to work itself. And you guys are doing just fine. Because let's just talk a little bit about Blackpool, okay? For anyone who doesn't know what Blackpool is, this is the World of Dance is the Olympics of dance, but Blackpool to me is the Olympics of the ballroom.
It's a very, good competition. It's
huge heritage.
Important, very competition, yeah.
It's like the biggest competition
in
ballroom dance.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
And by the way, let's see. You guys were the Blackpool winners in Latin under 12 category this year. No big deal. How did you prepare for this? Because I imagine that you have to really, this is not one that you're like, we're going into the studio 2 days a week. You guys are probably going in every day leading up to this.
Pretty much every day. Yeah. Just maybe one day a week. Just, you know, don't dance. But every single day, you know, we
like
work 3 hours.
6 hours.
Yeah. Some days 6 hours.
I heard 6 hours and 3 hours.
No, but.
6 and 3 hours.
Well, I don't really. You know, we dance a lot, but I feel like, because I don't get tired, so I feel like it's not a lot of time, but it's actually a lot. So.
Well, you guys are having fun. If you're having fun doing it, it's not work, right?
Yeah.
That's the important thing. So were you dancing in that gorgeous hall?
Yeah, last year. It was a very, you know, it was really gorgeous, but this year there's some construction, so
it wasn't as pretty.
Yeah, it's still okay. It's a really good place.
We won't tell anyone. It's still really pretty.
Big ballroom and everything, so yeah.
And everyone is always elegantly dressed.
Yes. Yeah.
And I just love the way the audience is, and there's like that balcony. I love watching Blackpool.
Yeah, the balcony.
Okay, so for a competition like Blackpool, and you know that the stakes are high in something like this. How that day lead, like, what did that day look like? Did you guys get up early? Did you go to bed really early the night before? Did you eat a huge breakfast? What do you guys do as athletes?
Well, we wake up really early and we go to bed really, you know, early too, because we have to do our hair, we have to get ready, take a shower, and all that stuff. And then we go to the competition. We have to practice there, you know, because there's a practice time, you know, from I think 10 o'clock to 11, and you get to practice. There's just music and you practice and.
And do you guys run through, because sometimes I know people do this outside of dance where they just kind of run through the, if they can't rehearse on the floor, they rehearse it in their head, okay, we're doing this, or you just kind of mark it and
go. Yeah, you just, you know, like one, before you like, maybe like 1 minute before you dance, you think about what things you need to improve and, you know,
what you have to do,
what comments your, you know, teachers gave you.
Michelle, how long is your hair and makeup taken? It's so gorgeous for the ballroom competitions, like the elaborate hair, the makeup.
It actually takes a shorter time now because, you know, my mom's getting used to doing everybody's hair now.
Yeah.
All right, how long does it take for you? Because you got beautiful long hair.
Ala does my hair, and she does it about, like, 15 minutes, and sometimes even shorter. Like,
can I borrow your mom? Can she come over and do my hair and makeup? Maybe. He's like, no. That's great. Do you guys do the whole spray tan for competition? They don't do it for kids.
No kids.
Kids, okay.
Don't.
I was like, I don't know. Do kids do the spray tan thing? Adults do it, though.
If you get in junior and you get, like, maybe in a teenage and everything.
So. Okay, so teens will do it, but not in the kid division. Yeah. I like that, though, actually. It keeps you, like, looking fresh and like a kid. That's good. And so you guys performed. Did you know that you had nailed it? Like, sometimes you know when you're like, we did that. And sometimes you're like, I'm not sure. I think we did well, but we have to see how everyone else did.
Well, yeah, sometimes, you know, we feel like, you know, like sometimes when you dance and like you mess up, you're like, oh no, now I'm getting a little, I need to focus more and keep doing better. And then, you know, at the end of the dance, you're like, okay, that was okay. But, you know, when you do really good and you're like, yes,
you know,
I nailed.
You know it.
You knew it in Blackpool?
You knew it, yeah.
You knew it. You were like, you walk off that floor and you're like, this was a good day.
Yeah, because it was Friday, it was the last day, and it was like, you know, we were like, the pressure's on, like, this is our last time to maybe chance, you know, show if we can do this.
Okay, so would you, if you have the opportunity to go back to Blackpool, would you be still in that under 12 category?
Yes.
So if you go back next year, you're the reigning champions.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
It'll be our last year next year. So
yes. The pressure is really on.
Like, it is really
everyone
big.
Wants to beat you, and everyone is so good.
Yeah, and they're from around the world. This is not just, you know, a regional or a domestic competition. This is a global competition.
Yes.
It's amazing. So I know that you guys have been training with one of my personal favorites, Miss Shirley Ballas.
Yes.
How often do you work with Shirley when she's here in Los Angeles?
Well, we don't work with her a lot, but I mean,
when she's
when she's here and every maybe a month or so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she's busy in England with Strictly Come Dancing.
She gives good advice to everybody and really, yeah.
What's the best advice you've gotten from Shirley?
Well, for her, I think not looking down.
Do you like to look down?
I do.
You have this beautiful face. So you're not supposed to look down.
Yeah,
and what about for you,
me,
Daniel?
For me, maybe like a bigger volume for me. Like I sometimes I get a little more smaller. My neck is forward.
They want you to dance big.
Yeah, bigger.
Yeah, that's really important. I used to dance small too. I got that note all the time when I was dancing. So that's actually a really good note. And I used to be like, but I like dancing underneath myself.
Yeah.
It's just a comfort thing, I think. You just get used to it. Is Shirley strict as a teacher?
She is.
Sometimes she is.
Yeah.
Because I think
it depends on how we dance. You know, we have to dance good.
So if you're not having a good day, she's like, all right, let's get to this.
Clean it up, let's do better.
But she's very funny, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone knows how funny she actually is. She makes me laugh in some of the comments. We would have her here on the show from time to time talking about Dancing with the Stars, and she would give critiques to the pros. And it's why she's so great at Strictly Come Dancing on that show as well. Mm. That's why I was like, she's perfect for that.
Yeah.
And you guys have worked with some of the Dancing with the Stars pros. I've seen photos with you and Val and Mark Ballas. Have you worked with them and taken class? Or?
I've worked with Val because when I was little, I had a show with my mom. It was an Ohio Star Ball, and we had to prepare, like, a little show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun working with him because, you know, he's a pro on Dancing with the Stars. So
did he do, a cha-cha for you? Or
we did a little showcase, and he would help us and everything, yeah.
I love that. I just saw Val last night. He was choreographing for So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh.
And he did a cha-cha on the show last night, so he's always out there for sure. One thing I want to mention, because this is kind of big news for you, and I don't know if everybody knows this, but we'll just drop it a little bit. But you are working on juniors.
Yes.
So that audition, I just want to ask, the audition for Dancing with the Stars Juniors, Mandy Moore ran it. Was that a tough audition?
Yes, pretty tough.
It was pretty tough. And you have all these kids your age that are all kind of in the same, you know, everyone's auditioning, everyone wants a role on the show. That was probably a really big one because you have to show a lot of personality, too, for something like that. And did you feel really good walking out of that audition? You must have.
Yes.
Well, I love that you can do World of Dance and Junior.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be at the show this weekend, so I'm going to maybe see you dance a little bit.
Yes.
All right. I know we can't talk too much about it, but we just wanted to mention that people will be seeing you this fall on ABC. How about for you? Any dream? Did you audition for Juniors as well?
No.
You did not. Okay. Were you too tall? There's been a height thing with some of the dancers because it's been a tough thing with juniors. I know that someone was too tall and they had to switch everyone around.
Like the celebrities, some celebrities are really small or they're really young or they're really old and short.
Yes, and they wound up going.
Yeah, they have to pick the right, you know.
That's right, and we can't talk about the celebrities that are on the show, but some of the celebrities are a lot taller and a little bit older than I think that they were originally looking at. So it's kind of interesting how it all plays out. I want to know from you guys, what are your goals as a dance couple?
Well, we want to be successful, of course, and we want to be a really good couple, make titles.
You have the Blackpool title for under 12. So what's the next title that you guys have your eyes on?
To win it again.
And then I guess when you get into the next category, it's like to win in that category. Because competing, I don't think people realize if they're not following the ballroom scene, how hard you guys work. Almost every weekend there's a competition.
Yeah,
you guys are traveling a lot.
Lately there have been a lot of competitions in July and, you know, in the summer. Because not a lot of people are going to school, not a lot of activities, you know, it's pre-summer. Like, we've had one last weekend, another weekend, you know. Yeah, so we've past weekends and everything, so yeah.
So you did World of Dance, you did Blackpool, you've got another show, you're competing. Like, that's a very busy life.
Yes.
I want to know, because you guys are normal kids too, what are you doing in your free time? Like, what is a fun day outside of dance, gymnastics, karate?
Well, I like going normally outside a lot, my bike. I love my bike a lot.
That's good.
My bike is very nice to me.
Your bike is nice to me, yes. I hope so. How about you, Michelle?
Because I have a swimming pool, so I like swimming.
Tanning.
And tanning.
I don't.
I think he's calling you out, isn't he?
I don't
think so. But it's 100 degrees, so it's good to go be able to go swimming and enjoy that.
Yes,
and
I like also playing baseball.
And you like to play baseball?
Yeah.
That's good. Do you guys get to spend, I guess, are a lot of your friends dancers, or do you have a lot of friends?
No. Well, she has some friends that
are
dancers.
I have some friends that are dancers.
Nobody that I know is a dancer. In my, like, when I where I live in Upland, nobody that I, like, there's nobody that I know is a dancer, so. Like, none kids that are in my community, no kids in school, not really dance, they don't dance,
Do you find sometimes that people tease you because you're a boy who dances?
Well, maybe, I don't really know.
You don't really know, so
I can't tell, not really.
Because I feel like the stigma of boys and dance is going away, because I think it's, we see so many dancers in all different genres, and I feel like it's really cool. I got teased for even dancing, because when I was in school, you know, everyone was doing like soccer and cheerleading, and I was oftentimes leaving school to do a performance. I'd leave a little bit early, or I'd miss a big game because, you know, everyone's at the game on Friday night, and I'm like, I got rehearsal. I mean, you must see that a little bit sometimes.
Well, people get jealous in my school. Mm. They don't really tease me, but they get jealous.
They're a little jealous that you do World of Dance. You're like, I'm on NBC. Well, we do know that you guys will be on the duels coming up. We don't know what date, but there are two more weeks. I want to say this Wednesday and then one more Wednesday, and then we move into the cut and everything. I just want to know, we can't talk about what you did, and we can't talk about who you competed against, and we can't talk about the outcome or scores or anything. But I would like to know, when you guys were preparing for the duels, you have the qualifiers under your belt. You did really well. You're like, good, we got this. What did you do in the rehearsal studio to kind of get yourself prepared? Because it's like the next step.
Well, we would focus a lot, and, you know, we would not like play around like sometimes we do. But we would just, you know, be all, you know, focused up, and, you know, we wouldn't really be, you know, it's just, you know, it's pressure's on, and you have to, you know, keep moving on. You can't just, you know.
You got to take those Neo notes, right?
Yeah.
Did you use those Neo notes well?
Yeah.
I hope so. Did you feel good in the studio then when you were rehearsing, knowing that you're like, we made it past the first round? Not everyone does.
Yeah.
Not everyone does. And we're the youngest ones there.
It was really cool.
You have to be really proud of yourselves, honestly. If you think about that, you're the youngest in your division, and this is a huge competition from people all over the globe, and I know you guys are used to performing under pressure, but at the same time, there's additional pressure because it's television, and you've got J-Lo in front of you, and you've got Derek Huff. I mean, that would make me nervous, too. Yeah. I hope you guys feel really good about what you did.
It was really amazing, you know, in front of Derek, Jennifer Lopez, Neon, you know, all those big stars and everything. So.
Yeah, and behind the scenes nappy tabs and everything. I know, they're great. Would you ever go back on the show if you were ever asked?
Well, of course you would go.
Good.
Yes, you want to try to get higher.
Yes, always keep working for that next goal.
Get higher and get better and everything,
I think you guys are going to get better and better. You know, this is funny. We have to wrap the show just a little early today because Daniel has to be somewhere else. And I don't want to keep you guys, but I want to thank you so much for coming in today. You guys are an absolute delight.
Me too.
Thank you so much. And we are looking forward to seeing more. We're looking forward to the duels. We're looking forward to juniors. Yes. And I'm going to see you on Saturday because I'm going to be at the show and I'll cheer you on. If you hear the crazy woman yelling from the audience, you'll know who it is. Yes. All right. You'll be like, oh, gosh.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Oh, let us know. Where can everyone find you on social media? Do you guys have like...
Well, we have a page on Instagram. I have Little Dance Champions. Both of us are Little Dance Champions.
Okay.
And then I have Daniel Novikov World Champ.
And then my Instagram is Michelle Vishnevsky, just my name.
Yeah. Michelle Vishnevsky. I love it. I love it. Well, you guys, go and follow them because they are rising stars. Yes. I absolutely love this.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us here at To The Point. We will be back next week with a very exciting guest. And for all of your dance news, of course, don't forget to visit dancenetwork.tv. And we thank Popcorn Talk for hosting us here today.
Yes.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.